This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, July 12th. God's word to you today is likewise. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 John 4, verse 7, and it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." Loving one another, as our scripture reference highlights, is otherwise known as horizontal love. In Jesus' response to the question, "What should I do to inherit eternal life?" the first part of Jesus' response was, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind." And the second part of Jesus' response was, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Please read Luke 10, verses 25 to 28. What does one achieve loving one's neighbor as oneself? The first question is, how do you love yourself? You cannot love yourself better than you currently love yourself. You love yourself to the extent at which you know how to love yourself. So, you should love your neighbor to the extent at which you know how to love yourself. It is a challenge to many of us, as it was for the Jews. The Jews really embraced the vertical love, love your God, but struggled a lot with the horizontal love. And that is why he asked Jesus the follow-up question, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus told him the story of the Good Samaritan. At the end of that story, Jesus asked him another question. Which of these three, the Levite, the priest, or the Samaritan, was the neighbor of this man? And he said, "I suppose the Samaritan." Jesus responded, "You have answered correctly. Go and do likewise." What this means is that anyone I can reach out to and help is my neighbor. And Jesus says you are to love your neighbor as yourself. Assuming it is possible for you to see yourself on the floor needing help, what would you do? Will you be concerned about what is right to do or not? Would being politically correct or being aligned with Levitical priesthood matter to you at a time like that? All those things would not even come to mind. Your number one objective would be to help yourself. Guess what? That is what you have been doing every day. You have been helping yourself eat, move around, save, stay alive, and the list goes on. God is saying, go and do likewise for other people. Let us pray. Father, because I am born of God and I know God, I will love God with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind. And I will love people as I love myself. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.